4 DOS.
Hey, Gary, how are you today?
Good, I reckon. I may have to come up to meet you somewhere, see if you can let me borrow some money to get my car out of hock over at Osteen.
What happened?
They looked at the door hinge pins, and they're going to replace those for me. I carried it down there and dropped it off tonight. They wanted me to bring it over at 9 o'clock in the morning. I told them that was a little bit too early. I asked them if I could bring it over tonight, and they said yes. So I carried it over there and dropped it off. They're going to fix the hinge pins and outside door handle on the driver's side tomorrow.
They'll take care of you, I'm sure.
Have any doubt after going over and talking with them, and Mr. Osteen said that he would, I told him I had some aftermarket parts, and he said I'd rather go with GM parts. He said I'll put those on if you want me to, he said, but I'd rather go with the GM parts. I said, well, just order the new parts.
You've been burned a few times, you just get leery of it. That's like me. I hate putting aftermarket parts on. It just, too many times I've been burnt.
Spend a little more money and have it done the right way. And he looked at it himself and said that he wasn't. I told him I was thinking about getting the hinges replaced. He looked at it and he said, we can just replace the pins and bushings. And he said, that'll fix you up. I said, okay, you the body man.
He's the man in this game.
Oh, you got that right. I thought I saw you this morning going down 123, and I hollered at you on the radio, but you didn't come back to me.
I may have forgot to turn it up, but I was out there this morning.
I don't know, probably. I'll say around 9:30. Down there just about Osteen's, and then when I came back, I had to go to the doctor, and when I came back, looked like you were parked on up the road just a little ways, because I went on up to the hot spot to fill the car up with gas.
I was right up there at, I can't remember the name of the tire store there, but there's a little tire store right up there past the golf cart place.
Your truck was set.
Oh, yeah, with me.
Back home and I wanted to get back home. I had to go on up and pick up a prescription for Joey, and then I went on back to the house and got on the ice like my chiropractor told me to do, and hadn't done anything much at all the rest of the day.
What's the matter with you? Hurt your back or something?
Got sciatic nerve in my back, and I went over there. It's not the first time it's happened, but it's I messed it up last week, and Joey tried to get me to go over to the chiropractor last week, and I wouldn't do it until it happened on Wednesday, and she tried to get me to go Thursday, and I wouldn't go, so I went Friday, and he worked on me and got me feeling a little bit better, and then I went back Monday, and he worked on me a little bit more because it was out so bad, and went back today, and he got everything back into place, so I'm taking it kind of easy right now.
Still, I've been there, done that, so it's not a good feeling. I've had bouts with my sciatic nerve there also, so I don't envy you at all.
It's a whole lot better now, which I'm glad of, and I figured I'd take it easy today and maybe tomorrow and then go back to my normal doings on Friday, so we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Other than that, I hope you have a safe ride on to the house, if that's where you're headed. I'm fixing to put the truck in its favorite parking spot up here at the house. Like I said, me and the wife just went and dropped off the car to be repaired, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. Hope to hear you on the net tonight. You take care, and I'll say 73 for now. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, and I hope to be on the net tonight, so looking forward to it. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Okay, Gary, thanks for the email. I got it. 73. Hello, Patrick.
How's your afternoon going?
To the than I thought it was. Had a shipper that said they were going to be shipping a 2.5 trailers, and they got it down to 1.5. So that saved me at least one swap out, maybe two.
I'm sure that saves you some time there, for sure.
From that place, it's about a 40-minute turnaround time if I go back to the building or come from the building with an empty trailer. So that gets me off at normal time instead of a lot later, and I didn't have to try to work something out to make it happen.
I'm pretty sure you're bound by the same hours of driving that I am.
Couldn't be in danger of that. But, yeah, I mean, if it came down to it, I would have to make sure that somebody else would have to cover it. But it's just trying to figure out how I'm going to work it out with everything that goes on. Things change at the last minute.
I'm sure of that. It's just the same thing for me. Didn't make it to the last half of my route today because I had to stop and sell the scanner and update it and deal with it. So I had to, couldn't make it across town in time to get there before they closed. So I just headed up the mountain early today.
We're headed that way, and I'm thinking it seemed a little later than normal. So sorry you missed out on that. But hope you get a safe home. And hey, when you get a chance, if you think about it, let me know what kind of antenna you have. I'm just curious. I got some information from Gary. I'm trying to decide what way to go.
I'll send you some information this evening.
Just, we talked about it before. I know sometimes I forget if I'm not reminded, so I thought I would just put that in your ear again.
I forget. I'm liable to forget before I get to where I park my truck.
Against you.
Off the state line, so I'm allowed to say 7-3s or jump over the other repeaters. Either one.
Traffic savvy here, and I'm not far from the building, and I got to grab another trailer, so maybe I'll hear you on the net tonight, and I'm going to try to check in. I like to listen to Gary's SWAT net.
I will talk to you later, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
N4ZLK, 7-3 Patrick.